Talking Trash, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. The average person generates about 1.5 tons of trash every year. 75% of that could be recycled, but less than 1/3 usually ends up in the recycling bin. At UK, one person is charged with the responsibility for changing those numbers, and that's recycling coordinator Mary Long. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Mary.
Thank you, Tom.
Paper recycling has increased, I've read, nearly 90% in the last decade. And I think all of us are used to seeing blue bins here on campus for recycling paper. So are people actually using those?
Yes, and Cintas picks up our shredded paper, and they pick up about 25 tons every week out of UK campus. We are looking at maybe diverting some of that material that's non-confidential into our all-in-one programming, which is a new programming that we're having here at UK.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that because it's amazing to me the power of recycling. 100 aluminum cans recycled can light a room for 2 weeks, the amount of energy that's saved, that is. And until recently, we were only collecting paper here at UK. So talk about the all-in-one program.
The all-in-one program is designed to put all your recycling into one bin. So around campus, we're doing waste audits, building by building, and placing front-load dumpsters behind the building so that custodial staff can move the material out to those dumpsters. Right now we are at 23 dumpsters, and this month we will be at 43 dumpsters on campus. They're picked up on Mondays and Thursdays, and that volume is going over to Lexington Recycling Center, where they take all-in-one material.
And if I want one of these all-in-one bins for my office, what should I do? Should I call you?
Yeah, call me at 257-8788.
I heard an interesting story recently on NPR, and I know you caught this as well, that said that people are less likely to recycle paper if it's been crumpled or torn up. Have you noticed that phenomenon? Is that true?
Yeah, and we've been talking about that. That was a great story. We are interested in getting the materials, whether it's crumbled or it's a whole sheet. So if it's not confidential paper, we'd like to see it in the all-in-one, along with your plastic water bottles, your aluminum cans, your cardboard. It can all go in the same all-in-one container.
Changing directions a little bit, I read also that composting food waste can really reduce greenhouse gases. This is something I hadn't thought of before, and I wonder, is UK doing anything to address this issue with campus food service?
We are interested in doing that. We are working towards the future. Our future goal is to add composting after we have the single stream infrastructure in place. So I'm thinking it'll be next year when we start the composting program. We're really excited to be doing that, yes.
I know that at UK there's a lot of talk about the bottom line, and businesses think in those terms as well. Does recycling save money, or does it generate revenue here at UK?
Yes, it does. We are paid back for the commodities that we take over to Lexington Recycling Center, and it's a check that comes back into the recycling department to buy the containers and to keep the programming going.
So it's pretty much self-supporting?
It may not be self-supporting. We also get some monies via goods purchased here at UK as a special tax to help run the programming. So if you want anything for recycling, all you have to do is call me at 257-8788.
Is there anything you wanted to cover that we didn't go into?
Well, we're really excited to be working with Good Samaritan Hospital on a blue wrap recycling project that's going to be starting this month.
Now, what is that?
Blue wrap is a surgical wrap that's a sterile wrap that can be recycled. And I think they're going through about 145 bags a week that was currently going into the trash that we're going to be diverting to recycling. So cheers out to Good Sam and those folks that are helping get that program started in the OR.
I hadn't even thought about medical waste, but that's a huge category, especially with a hospital as large as UK Healthcare's various facilities. So this helps address some of that medical waste issue.
Yeah, and UK Healthcare has started a steering committee for recycling, and they meet monthly. We are doing some additional programming with them because there's so much energy and excitement around these opportunities.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you, Tom.
Our guest has been Mary Long, UK's Recycling Coordinator. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.